You've got K107.1 Mornings with Bart. It's 8:25. We're going to bring in Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com to wrap up the Packers' victory, 24-20 over the Lions yesterday. Brian, a five-game winning streak now the Packers are on, but it didn't look that way for a while. A come-from-behind victory and a much closer game than I thought. I know you thought close, but maybe not down to the wire like that, Brian.
Yeah, I thought the Packers would win by more, certainly. But it wasn't pretty. But as usual, you know, as the old saying goes, a win is a win. Regardless, the Packers have extended their dominance over the Detroit Lions another game. I think Mike McCarthy is now 12-1 against the Lions in his career. And even more so, that continuing their dominance against the NFC North opponents. McCarthy just has a fantastic record within the division, and this just extends it.
Yeah, when you win division games, too, they're going to be gritty. They're going to be tough like this. So that was to be expected. To me, what wasn't expected was the way that the Packers won. I thought they played very conservative. It almost seemed like McCarthy with, what should I say, great mustache for Movember. He's really looking good with that stash. However, I thought it was very conservative. I thought that he was set to get James Starks a certain number of carries, and then the rest of the game was kind of going to go around that. I didn't think they threw it over the middle enough or even downfield enough or not enough play action. I just didn't see the kind of game plan that I thought I would see in this one.
What the Lions did was they played back those two safeties and back awfully deep at times. So when the Packers see that, they see that they can run the ball, or you know, they think that they might have some sort of success running the ball at least. So I think that's why you saw a lot of carries from James Starks. Granted, I do think maybe they could have attacked the middle field a little bit more when, you know, they have those two safeties deep, that sometimes the middle of the field opens up a little bit. The Detroit Lions defensive line is good. It's tough for a Packers fan to admit that sometimes, but Ndamukong Suh, Nick Fairley, those guys had good games, and the Packers had a tough time dealing with that.
The success that the Packers did have on offense, of course, we really wouldn't be anything without Aaron Rodgers. I think every Packer fan knows that, but the season that Randall Cobb is having, another great game yesterday. Is he almost the MVP of that team's offense?
Oh, I think so. I mean, Randall Cobb is just showing that he's becoming one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. I mean, one of the best jack of all trades in the NFL when you combine what he does from a running back position and what he can do in the return game. What he does at running back, I think, is simply amazing as well. I mean, every time the Packers give him the ball to run, he runs off like 10 yards at a time every time, and they don't do it very much, and perhaps that's the key to the success. But catching the big touchdown pass from Aaron Rodgers as well, Randall Cobb, obviously, up-and-coming player.
So Randall Cobb, a great game, and the Packers coming from behind with the win against the Lions. The defense, MD Jennings with a touchdown, and the defense playing very well despite Clay Matthews' absence. That's not what people are talking about today, Brian. The mob mentality is swarming Mason Crosby. He missed a couple of field goals. He did make one late, which may or may not have saved his job. A lot of people wanting to see Crosby go, and I think you can say that, but who is going to replace him if Crosby does leave? Do you think Crosby's time in Green Bay is coming to an end? And if so, who do we replace him with? Anybody?
Well, it's clear that his time isn't coming to an end this week. Mike McCarthy, after the game, gave him a vote of confidence, and I think that's the right thing to do. First of all, there's really nobody out there on the street that you're going to get that's any better than Mason Crosby. You've got a couple former Packers, names you might heard before, Ryan Longwell and Dave Rayner, guys who have been the Packers kicker in the past. There's Nate Kading out there. None of those guys are really all that great. Some of them are old now, so there's that working against them. Mason Crosby, even though he does have his, you know, he's doing poor in his most important job, he He is good on kickoffs. He can execute a great, fantastic onside kick. There are some positives to him, but perhaps the negatives obviously outweighing the positives. So, you know, I think you hit rock bottom right now, and you just hope he turns it around, or at least you give him the chance to turn it around. But he's going to have to. He's going to have to turn it around, otherwise in another week or two, he might be out of a job.
Yeah, the leash is definitely short, but again, to anyone waiting to see the news that Crosby's been released, you got to keep in mind, there's really nobody, I think you and I agree on that, nobody that is capable to replace him right now. I do think that he isn't the same guy this season, going back to the Colts game when he missed that. It was, I think it was a 50-yard field goal, maybe a little more than that, and it was, you're not expected to make those, but it just wasn't even close, and I think ever since then, I don't know if something's gotten his head. I think almost Mike McCarthy might have been the one that iced Mason Crosby earlier in the game, deciding to go for it on like a 4th-and-4 instead of kicking a 48-yard field goal.
Yeah, I mean, the Packers kind of, you know, showed when it counts how much confidence they have in Mason Crosby, which isn't much. You said it there. They go for it on fourth down and not really showing a whole lot of confidence there. Then they also tried to run that fake, I don't know what was going on, where Tom Crabtree went in motion. He was called for a false start. It would have been a 58-yard field goal. Mason Crosby said they would actually have kicked it had they not been penalized, end up punting the ball. So, yeah, I mean, there's a couple times there where the Packers didn't show a whole lot of confidence in Mason Crosby. But, I mean, at some point in the future, he's going to come out there for a field goal, whether it's long, short, or whatever. And we wait to see the results.
Talking with Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, we won't get the chance to talk to you later in the week with the Thanksgiving holiday. The next game for the Packers against the Giants, 7:20 NBC Sunday night, of course, right here as well on K107.1. Early thoughts on what's going to be a big Sunday night game?
Yeah, just the one thing that comes to mind here a week away is it's the rematch from last year's playoff loss. So the Packers will be looking to get revenge on the team that won the Super Bowl last year and the team that beat them in the playoffs to advance to the Super Bowl. So that's what we're looking at, is a game against another conference opponent in the NFC. Packers still looking to improve their standings in the playoff picture, you know, whether they get a bye or whether they have a home game, things of that nature. So really important from that standpoint this upcoming weekend.
We'll talk more about that game after that game next Monday here on K107.1. In the meantime, Brian Caribou, you have a great Thanksgiving holiday. Enjoy some football, enjoy some food, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.